It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome, everybody, to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Suzanne Oshima, and I'm a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. I'm beyond thrilled to have this amazing guest today, Lydia Silvestri, and she is the founder of The Infinite Dress. And I'm so excited because today she's going to share with us how it's never too late for a second chance in life. And I have to share with you, ladies, Lydia has one of the most amazing stories I have ever heard, and she will truly inspire and empower you to realize it's never too late to live your second life. So Lydia, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Suzanne. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So Lydia, let's just jump right into it. So I know you have an amazing story about your life. So can you share with us how this happened?
Yes. I've lived an amazing life. Some people say I had it all, from being Puerto Rico's beauty queen to having the co-host of the TV show Friday Night Primetime, to being the editor of the newspaper in Puerto Rico, winning the Medal of Communication as the best journalist of the year, to having it all, Suzanne, really having it all. My life has been a complete windmill of activities, of joy, fun, parties. I mean, really, you name it, I've done it. And after, when I was just turning 60s, things started happening. When the economy collapsed, I had to shut down my business. After that, I lost my home, my beautiful home on the beach. After that, my husband left. Then my father died. My closest members of my family died. It was like a domino effect, Suzanne. Everything went bang. All of a sudden, whoa, what happened here? It was difficult, but I thought I could handle everything because I've always been very strong and very powerful. I felt I can handle that. But one day, just out of the blue, I started having itch all over my body, tremendous itch, and my skin started turning red. I went to doctors, and they thought it was an allergy, so they gave me Benadryl and things for the allergy. It kept getting worse and worse and worse. So after a biopsy, they found out I had extremely rare autoimmune disease that nobody survives, that nobody has been able to study the illness because of how rare it is. The doctors were so shocked, and they said to me, can you believe this? They said, oh, don't worry. You will go so fast, you won't suffer much because this is a very, very quick disease. We can't do nothing for you. Well, I immediately, and they said 90 days. At that time, this was University of Pittsburgh, the dermatology department. They gave me 90 days to live. So I was living in Pittsburgh. I packed my stuff, moved back to Vero Beach, where my family was, my son and his children and his wife. Those are the only family left because everybody all of a sudden died. And when I came here, I started going to Mayo Clinic. And Mayo Clinic, they did all the tools that they could find, from chemotherapy to horrible things. And nothing was making any sense or helping me or anything. I had really good doctors there. But Suzanne, one day, they tell me, we use every tool in our box. Nothing has worked. Nothing. I'm sorry, but we have nothing else to offer. That was really a shock. So I came back home and started telling my friends, because you have to share this. I mean, it was so overwhelming, overpowering. I had survived the 90 days already, but when Mayo Clinic said that, that was it. Well, I received a video from a lady from church, and she sent me this video, and she said, see if this helps. It was a Dream Builder by Mary Morrissey. It was a course in the internet, and I looked at it, and I thought, well, there's nothing else I can do, so I checked on that. And that night, when I went to sleep, I cried for about 20 minutes. I was so weak, so frail, so devastated. Suzanne, my nurse that day had given me a note signing in for hospice. So this is all you can do. And that was pretty shocking. So she told my friend, I had a friend visiting, and she was helping me, feeding me with spoon, Karen. She said, you have 3 to 4 weeks. That's the most we see. So go to hospice, because they treat you very well. They're very kind people. They're very loving. And I was so weak, I couldn't cry more than 20 minutes. And next morning, when I woke up, I opened my laptop. And there was a small photo of a man, and it says Dr. Bruce Berman. Never heard of him, never seen it. And on top it said, Palm Beach Holistic Clinic. I knew that that was a message because I've never looked for anything like that, nothing. Mm-hmm. I called. Suzanne, I left a message, and within 20 minutes, that doctor called me. And he said, I can help you. If you can get yourself here, I was on a walker. I wasn't able to do anything. I had to be helped to take a bath, to eat. Everything I had to be helped. I had absolutely no energy, none.
Wow.
The weakest position you can possibly imagine, so frail. And I organized for somebody to drive me to the doctor an hour from here. He took me into his office, and he started putting IVs every which way. I mean, from vitamins to nutrition to glutathione. He gave me everything he had in his toolbox. And that day, I was able to sort of stand up without being helped. You know, I had to be lifted to stand up in my walker. I had to be helped every which way. I was the frailest, weakest person you can imagine. Well, my God, he said, I can help you. I really can. And I could see after the first day what a surprise that was. Well, it wasn't overnight, Suzanne. I had great, great faith, because him showing into my computer like that, it was an act of God. You know, that was an absolute miracle. That lady sending me that video from Mary Morrissey, that was a miracle. So many things happened. Suzanne, just one right after the other. It was bang, 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 bang. And I went to see him in September 2014. Mm-hmm. And September 2015, I was able to walk without a walker. I was strong enough to walk. And it took 3 times a week of physical therapy, 3 times a week of exercising, of very, very intense. My muscles were completely destroyed by the illness. That's why I couldn't walk or anything. The damage it caused, it took years to be able to strengthen and rebuild muscles. And in 2016, I traveled to Baltimore. The first trip I did after being very sick, I went to the Dream Builder Live, the event in Baltimore. And I went without the walker for the first time. Wow. Wow. And as I'm there, the alarm goes off at 9 o'clock in the morning. There was a fire in the building, and I was on a ninth floor. I had to go down the steps because I couldn't take the elevator. And I've never done steps at all. Well, I found a girl that was in the seminar as well, Jenny, and she helped me down. And she had seen me, how weak, you know, I was still frail. She helped me down, and I told the story, and she said, my God, it's a miracle. how you were able to do that. It's been one miracle after the other. One miracle after the other. And today, I feel, quite honestly, the best is yet to come. Because it's been quite an ordeal. I lost everything, and I have everything. My cellular being, every cell in my body, has a different tone, a different vibration. I feel different. I think differently. By the way, I couldn't think for about a year and a half. And the doctor said that that was the inflammation in my brain. I couldn't think. I'm a very intelligent woman. I could see that my brain was not functioning. That was pretty shocking to me. But gradually, everything has come back to me. I mean, when I was a young girl between 12 and 16, I read the Britannic encyclopedias because I have such a voracious hunger for knowledge. And today, I can read, I can do anything, and I'm amazingly strong, and I'm very blessed. I'm very grateful, and I live in a state of gratitude. When you have been through what I've been through, every day I wake up and I say, thank you, God, thank you, Jesus, thank you. It's been an amazing, amazing ride, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That is so, you know, Lydia, you have one of the most beautiful stories that I ever have heard. And it truly is a miracle. And I believe all of these things happened for a reason. And what I'm seeing for you, too, as you were telling the story, is that you truly never lost faith.
Correct. Yes.
You always believed, even after these medical doctors, who we all trust, right, because they're doctors, and that they know better than us. And the fact that you stood up and said, you know what, I feel like there's more. And even when that doctor emailed you, you could have easily said, no, I'm not going to try that. But you were open to the possibilities. And that, yes, to me, is so amazing.
Yes, open to possibility. Keep an open mind no matter what. No matter what, Suzanne, because I saw death right in front of me. I did my financial papers, my testimonials, my everything. All my papers are, I can drop that tomorrow and everything is up. My children would have nothing to be bothered with. I've taken care of everything. And it feels good. I got rid of tons of papers in my life. So everything has, and I have messages. This is something that this, you know, I have a very nice art collection, and this is from the Guggenheim, this is from this. So I keep them informed because they might not be aware of the things, you know, that are here. And they grew up with them, so they pay no attention. But happily, I can say, my life is wonderful today, better than it was before. I do whatever I want, and I'm really a happy person, and I'm very grateful.
So Lydia, yeah, I know. I can see that you truly do live your life in gratitude, and I think that's so important. I just want to get a sense of, from the time that the doctor diagnosed you to having, you know, this is it, to when you were back to 100%, how long did that take you to come back?
Good question. From 2014 mm-hmm. to 2016, mm-hmm. that I was able to function more fairly good. But it was until I went to Bali in 2017, mm-hmm. I had a dream of going to Bali. And Mary Morrissey organized a pilgrimage. And she said it was the last trip she was going to do to Bali. And I said, it's my dream, it's what I want, I'm going. And I booked myself, and I told my physical therapist and my doctor, and the doctor said, what? Indonesia? What? Are you sure? I said, yes. He was vague in saying no. You know, he didn't say no. He said, oh, God, let me see what I can do to prepare you for that. But he was very enthusiastic about it, that I wanted to do that. And when I took the trip and when I landed in Bali, Mary was there to greet me. I was so overjoyed. Here I am. I have been 28 hours in a flight. Oh my God. I have been eating food that I should not be eating, but you know, they give you what they give you on the airplanes. And I made it there. But the trip through the whole weeks that I was there, it was extraordinary. Every time that I felt a little bit tired, the people, the guides, we had two Indonesian guys that helped me, lift me up by the shoulder and said, come on. So it was 2017 that I really felt I can handle anything.
Do you feel like I got a visual when you were sharing all of this, and I almost felt like it was mind over matter that got you through this, and that your strong sense in your mindset, and that even though doctors, again, thought that you shouldn't or couldn't do that and take this trip to Bali, is that you said in your mind, I'm going to do this. And when your mind was already on board, then your body got on board.
You're absolutely right, Suzanne. Absolutely. The way I looked at my, actually, I can show you some of the pictures. This is how I looked when I was very sick. It was all blood ulcers, all red, my face distorted. And look at pus bulbs all over. Mm-hmm. And look at my hands. I mean, it was pretty horrific.
Yeah.
So it took a long time for all the skin to grow back, for the muscles to grow back. It took quite a while, but it was mind over matter. My faith kept me going. And the training that I got with Mary was pretty significant, because every day I got a video from her and I paid attention and I did a lot of reading and I did a lot of praying and I did a lot of meditation. Mm-hmm. Meditation was very powerful and it still is today. I'm a transcendental meditator. I've been since 1980. And when I was sick, Suzanne, I was meditating 8 to 10 hours a day. I couldn't move out of bed. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't read. I couldn't think. I couldn't talk. So what did I do? Meditate. So that's what I tell you. My entire cellular makeup shifted. Pretty dramatic.
Well, and you look amazing today. You are so beautiful. And, you know, what I find is, I mean, that was a major life crisis for you. And, you know, it could have gone one way or the other, obviously, and it turned out for the better, thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness.
And I'm so happy for you. And you're living this amazing life now, right? And
yes.
What I find, though, is that sometimes, and I'm not talking about you, but sometimes people in general, will wait for a life crisis to happen in order to fully live their life to whatever they amazingly want to be, whatever they dream of, is that the life crisis happens and then they start to live it. And I want to inspire and empower women to realize that you don't have to wait until that life crisis happens, because sometimes that can be too late. In your case, that wasn't the case, but thank goodness you were able to come back, right?
So, oh, yes.
So what would you say to women? Like, what are three things that you could give to women so that they could fully start living their next amazing story and not wait for that life crisis?
Yes. Well, the number one thought that comes to mind is do what you love. The question to ask is, what would I love? And this is something I learned from Mary. When I look at the menu, what would I love? Mm-hmm. What do I feel like eating? What would make me happy? When the hurricane that destroyed my home, my condo here, I had water all over. I had to redo it. And I said, what would I love this to look like? And I chose things of what would I love. When you come from what would I love, you're always in a happy mood because you love it. So your life shifts. Everything changes. Suzanne, it's really very sick. It's a very minor thing, but what would I love? The second is trust that everything happens for the better. Everything happens, no matter what breakdown, there is a breakthrough. It is significant. It is for your best, and trust. You know what I said when I was told that I had 90 days to live? My thought was, well, there has to be a hell of a bright light at the end of this tunnel.
I love that you even saw that in that moment.
At that moment, that's what came to me. It has to be a hell of a bright life. That's why I tell you, the best is yet to come. That's the way I see my life. Because every step that I have found a crossroad, a problem, a significant breakdown, it's a major breakthrough. And the third one, the first one, do what you love. And know that everything happens for a reason. But the third one, perhaps the most important one, is, you know, the Bible talks about having the faith of a mustard seed. And the Course in Miracles talks about a little willingness. And I'm a teacher of the Course in Miracles. So I was a little willing to say, I want to live. I want to be alive. And that, Suzanne, it is first and foremost what drives me. All the way, that faith. I know I'm always doing good to people. I know that I keep my integrity to the absolute beyond limits. I know that I have been helping a lot of people. And with this event of having this illness, I go out and talk to people and tell them, you have it within you to change your life.
Yes.
Open your eyes. You can. And that has been amazing. I've been asked to talk in several places for retired people, you know, that have been sick and all that. You really can.
Yes.
It's your life. Make it worth it.
I completely agree. Your story is so amazing. You're so inspiring, and you are such a beautiful woman. And I know that the best is yet to come for you. So I am beyond thrilled for you. And I love that you're truly living your life to the fullest now. So
yes,
So Lydia, I know the ladies would love to know, you have a dress called the Infinite Dress. Can you tell the ladies about it?
Yes.
And where they can find you?
Yes. TheInfiniteDress.com is the website. Mm-hmm. TheInfiniteDress.com. And the Infinite Dress, I designed it back in the 60s. And it has been selling all over the world, including Vietnam, Suzanne. Can you imagine that? They ordered the dress because it's made in the USA, and it is the best quality you can possibly imagine. It took me 2 years to develop the fabric. It is exquisite, and it always fits well. It makes you look slim and gorgeous because it's a very sensuous, elegant dress. You can make it as conservative as I have it now, or you can pull the arms and make it as daring as you like. And the TravelLight.org organization declared it as the best travel dress in the world. And they have in their website profess about that. I made a lot of promotion for me about that. It is a dress that packs in a bag. It weighs just 1 pound in a tiny bag. In your bag, you can put it. I travel with it with a toothbrush, and that's it.
Great. So Lydia, where can they find the dress?
At theinfinitedress.com, the website.
Okay, and you have a special offer for the ladies for the dress for a limited time, correct?
Yes, very limited time. The dress retails for $499. Mm-hmm. It is the original. Suzanne is the most copied dress in the world, but every copy doesn't work. Nothing works like mine because you can make 100 different dresses with just one. Can you imagine that? One. That's why it was patented. That's why it's been so successful. Over 8 million women around the world have the dress. And the code is GIFT, G-I-F-T, GIFT, and you get it for $99 only. Just for your viewers, Suzanne, just for you.
Okay, so ladies, if you'd like to check out Lydia's dress, please go to infinitedress.com. And you can go check out the dress and get the special offer for a limited time. So thanks, everybody, for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. If you like our show, it's available both in video format and podcast format. If you'd like to view the videos, you can go to yournextamazingstory.com. And if you'd like to get the podcast, you can download it from iTunes. And if you would like to get our free ebook, How to Create Your Next Amazing Love Story in 3 Simple Steps, you can click right here on the video, or you can go to yournextamazingstory.com.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation. Get access to show notes and get more amazing content.